The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with Kia.
Yeah, it is time for our ultimate guide. As ever, we're joined by our travel guide, Fionn Davenport, travel journalist and Lonely Planet author. Is Chicago your kind of town?
It's my kind of town. I'm wearing the hat.
You are?
I'm wearing a hat, the Chicago flag, which has four stars. And I was there. I really like it. I took my mum, who's 85.
Yeah.
I took my mum to Chicago. And it is my kind of town. I'm just looking at the notes that I sent you, and it's just a list of things that I referenced. There's no real rhyme or reason to it. It's just like pointers for discussion, really. So we stayed in two hotels. I stayed in the Hilton Chicago, which was the flagship Hilton set up by Conrad Hilton. So it's the one that hosted Queen Elizabeth in 1959. It's where Obama put together his first cabinet in 2008. It's this incredibly grand hotel on South Michigan Avenue. And really, really, but it's a Hilton, you know, so it's very elegant and fine, very central. And then I stayed in Andersonville, which is one of the 77 neighborhoods of Chicago. And just for a totally different experience because, So Chicago, the city center itself is very, very beautiful. But it's not where the life of Chicago really takes place. So it's great to visit. It's got all the museums. It's got the lakefront and you absolutely want to
spend. Is it walkable?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. It's an immensely walkable center.
Yeah, I like a walkable.
It's very, very clean as well. That's what my mother kept saying this. Very clean here. Like, what did you expect? I don't know. It's just pile-high dirt.
We're just back from the States and I would say Washington was very clean. Philly was less so. Although I think that's fair.
Yeah, I love Philly. I love both. But Chicago is very clean. But when you get into the neighborhood, so Chicago is a city of 3 million people, thereabouts, but it extends for 100 miles. So it's neighborhoods, 77 of them to be exact. And each with its own distinct identity, its own kind of little, like a village within the city. So we stayed in Andersonville, which is about 6 miles north of the city center. And it's very kind of alternative, strong LGBT representation, amazing restaurants. And this wonderful hotel called the Guesthouse Hotel, which is kind of like self-catering little mini apartments. And, oh, guys, I tell you, I was like, I want to redo my entire house in
like
this style. Yeah.
Oh, okay. So yeah. They're lovely.
And really, really elegant.
Can I ask, because I haven't been to Chicago. I had a friend who was in Chicago last year. He said it was eye-wateringly expensive.
I mean, you could say that about the United States generally these days. Like, you're not going to get much change out of 100 for pretty much anything.
We were agog. We were paying like four, in excess of sometimes $40 for breakfast.
And
by the way, these weren't lavish
breakfasts.
They were
two eggs, hash browns, and some toast.
Breakfast.
I know. Chicago, weirdly enough, is not as expensive as the cities of the East Coast, notably New York. But absolutely, to a lesser extent, Washington, D.C. I don't know how expensive Philadelphia is these days, but Chicago is less expensive. But it's still, by our standards, you're arriving and you're going, what? I'm getting no change out of this. That's just the economics. But weirdly enough, like, I have this side interest in apartments. Not that I could ever afford to buy one, but I like, you can buy an apartment in the Loop, which is that central kind of corridor in Chicago, for much, much less than you could an equivalent apartment in Dublin. Like, way less.
Mm. So just their whole economy is structured differently. Housing is cheaper, but basic commodities like food and
I imagine so. And but you can also...
Maybe in Chicago, not in other parts of the States, based on our experience. But anyway, we won't get into a housing discussion. So come on, what do you go and see when you're in Chicago?
Well, okay, so the Art Institute was one of the... It's one of the great art museums of the world. Never mind America, okay?
Mm-hmm.
It really is. It's got like just a huge collection. It's like the Metropolitan Museum of Art in New York. It really is. It's the Louvre of the Midwest, and it really is extraordinary. Obviously, you've got that kind of early 20th century architecture that Chicago is famous for, the birth of the skyscraper, Frank Lloyd Wright.
Yeah.
Made his bones in Chicago. So he was working with an architect called Louis Sullivan. They designed those skyscrapers that then were built in New York. But the first skyscrapers are really built in Chicago. And so many of them are still there. Frank Lloyd Wright went out on his own and built like a ton of houses around Chicago, in the Chicago area. The most famous of these is called the Robie House. And so we went to visit that. The best way to get a sense of Chicago architecture is on one of those like tour cruises. So you get on the Chicago River. You're laughing.
No, I'm not. I actually quite like the idea of going along a river and looking at buildings. I'm actually that person.
Yeah, so am I. So my mum and I, we got on board and it's like a 2-hour tour, a 90 plus minute tour. And you do the entirety of the Central Loop. And they talk, and it's building after building after building. And so much so that you drown in the information after a while. But it is exactly as you described, Kira. You're looking at it and you're going, what an amazing way to get a sense of the city. Like sitting back and there's a bar downstairs and you're just on the tour and the weather was lovely. The Chicago History Museum, we did a great walking tour. And then we went to see the Chicago Cubs at Wrigley Field. I took my mom to her very first baseball
game. So you're a Cubs man, not a White Sox man?
No, absolutely. It depends. And I asked a local what the deal was. And he goes, it's literally which side of the city you're born.
South side is White Sox.
South side is White Sox. North side is the Cubs. Now, I don't know about what, I can't remember. It's not where the White Sox play now. It used to be called Comiskey Park, but it's called something else now.
It's called Hale Field, okay. I think.
Whatever. But Wrigley is in old Wrigleyville. And lads, it's an old neighborhood. It's really beautiful. It's really and the baseball stadium is in the middle of the neighborhood. It's not, you know, it's not out in a suburb or anything like that. You get the L train, you get off, and it's Chicago style.
Wraithfield.
Okay, yeah. But it used to be called Comiskey Park. Yeah. Anyway, so I took my mum, and my mum was blown away by it.
Yeah.
And just sitting there in the lovely evening air and the Chicago Cubs.
Did you do the whole, the hot dogs, the whole.
Oh, yeah. So here's the two things. Okay, a couple of things. Food is amazing. I am now a convert to Chicago deep dish or Chicago style deep dish pizza.
Really?
Yes. Yes, I prefer to New York pizza. And I lived in New York for 11 years, so I can say that because I've had plenty of New York pizza.
Is it not very heavy? I say this as a former employee of the Chicago Pizza Pie Factory in Stevens Green for many years.
I thought you might mention.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that's what we all ate when we went to work. And
it's very dough.
It's heavy.
It's doughy.
So it's doughy, but it's nice dough.
It's the biscuit. So it's made with southern biscuit rather than that kind of pizza dough. And also the tomatoes on top of the cheese. So there is a thick layer of cheese. The other thing I will say about the beef dog, the Chicago hot dog, amazing. Never, ever, ever ask for ketchup, I was told. But the simple reason is that ketchup was invented to mask the flavor of rancid meat. So if you ask for ketchup on a hot dog, you're insulting my beef dog.
Yeah.
I could talk about Chicago for hours. I loved it. I absolutely loved being there. I can't wait to go back.
Briefly before, because I just think, look, the nightlife.
Yeah, I mean, really good. I'm 58, so I'm in bed by 10 o'clock here. Like,
good,
but yeah.
Jazz scene, isn't there a big jazz
amazing scene? Jazz scene. Great blues, great music scene, amazing venues. Like, really, really good. And if I could stay up past 10 p.m., I would happily be queuing up to see some amazing musicians and dance the night away. But alas, that is not me.
You've never been to America with Kira Kelly. That's all I'll say.
On that note, thank you very much, Fionn Davenport.
The Hard Shoulder with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman. With Kia. Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.